Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Michal Daf Mem Vav, and we are starting about the second line with a quote from the mission of Asur Lazavon Lazavais and a villain source of Daf. It's a little bit into Chav Zayin Omad Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Basu Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the mission was discussing Chal and Chutz La'aretz, and even the Rabbi Yosi was Makel that it's allowed to be eaten by a Kohen who's Tameh. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. However, it's still Asur for Zav and Zava. So Gemara clarifies Ofer Rabbi Yosi Maidaba. Even Rabbi Yosi agrees by here that a Kohen or Kohenes who's a Zav or Zava, that level of Tumah is not allowed to be eating this Chal Chutz La'aretz. Why is that? Because we're machmir with a person that the tumah is coming out of their body. It's not that they were touched by a sheret, and that's why they're tumah. It's because they have the tumah exuding, if you will, from their body due to the fact that they're zav or zava. That level of tumah, even Rabbi Yosi agrees, one is not letting chalas chutz la'aretz. We continue in a chalas mazar v'chulu. So now the Gemara tells us, this is in chutz la'aretz. Sheet tzricha roiv. The chal only needs roiv. Meaning, if it gets mixed up with regular chulin, all we have to have is roiv majority to mevatel it. Now, Amar Rabbi Yonah tells us, Mamis tells us she other pachas v'meya that it's batel in less than 1 in 100. And it's not also with less than 1 in 100. We know that regular challah and truma in Eretz Yisrael is only batel 1 in 100, but since we're talking about challah chutz la'aretz, it's batel b'roiv and doesn't need 1 in 100. Now, Amr Abzeir tells us, Masisa Amra, we learn from our Mishnah, afilu be'echad ve'echad, even if it's 1 to 1 and it's not roiv. The Mishnah says, mechalasim azar al shulchan, that this challah chutz la'aretz is allowed to be eaten with a zara, non kain, at the same table, and we're assuming that the portions are equal, and we clearly don't mind if their portions get mixed up. So we see that even if it's 1 to 1, not roiv, there's still going to be bittul over there. And Rabbi Yechon tells us, Rabbi Zini Shebegayla, Rabbanim and Chutz La'aretz, Hayim Afrishin Chumas U'Maisris, they used to separate Chuma and Maiser, Ad Shebo HaRoivin U'Bittul Oysan, until the Roivin, which literally means youths, until they came along and were Mavatal this. Now, Man Inun HaRoivin, who are these HaRoivin? Targamanya is a Maturgamanim. A Maturgaman was one who used to sit next to the Rav saying Shir, and the Rav or the Rosh Hashiva would say a little bit, and the Maturgaman would belt out what the Rav Rosh Hashiva just said. And these Roivin, these youths, are specifically referring to Rav Chiya's sons because they were his Maturgamanim. So they're the ones who were Mavatal this practice of separating Truma Meiser and Chutz La'aretz. However, it wasn't a full bittul. Reb Zeir and Reb Avo say b'shem Shmuel, Chalas Chutz La'aretz or Trumas Chutz La'aretz, both in regards to Chala and Truma and Chutz La'aretz, Oichal v'achach mafresh. One can eat the produce and then he could separate the Chala and Truma, meaning he just has to leave a little bit over, and it doesn't have to be the other way around, like it is in Eretz Yisrael, where you first have to separate and then you're allowed to eat. In Chutz La'aretz, they were makel that you could first eat and then just leave over some for the separation. And continuing with this, Reb Avo says b'shem Shmuel, Lo chashu el Trumas Dag and Tirsh v'yitzar, the only things that were chayshish for in Chutz La'aretz was truma of dog and tirsh and yitzar, that's grain, wine, and olive oil, because these are midiraisa. And Rav Hila says b'shem Shmuel, lo chashu el truma bavad. The only thing they were chayshish for in Chutz La'aretz is truma. Aval yirakas, when we're dealing with vegetables, afilu truma gedayla lo chashu, they weren't even chayshish for truma gedayla. And that's kadal tani like what's in the braisa. Isi ben akavia omer, Isi ben akavia says meiser shel yirakas midrayin, that meiser on vegetables, even in Eretz Yisrael, is midrabanon. So in Chutz La'aretz, they weren't chayshish for anything in regards to vegetables. And mevavam based on top, tani was taught in the braisa, chalas hagoy be'eretz, chalas separated by a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Truma sagay b'chutz la'aretz and truma separated by a guy in chutz la'aretz. Maidino say we tell him she'enay tzarech that he doesn't need to do that and it's not truma or chala whatsoever. Va'aychel and even he the guy is allowed to eat it. We can explain the Mishnah mitanas l'chal kain that these things mentioned in the Mishnah, all these different matnas kahuna, are allowed to be given to any kain. And the Gemara clarifies bein l'kain chaver bein l'kain ama aretz. This is both to a kain who's a chaver who's careful with tomatara and even to a kain who's ama aretz who's not careful with tomatara, because all these things mentioned in the Mishnah, as we explained there, don't really have anything to do with tomatara. It's just something that's given to a kain. And the Mishnah continued, Elu Nosin L'chol Kain V'chulu, and here we clarify, Yashmei Nosin La'anshei Mishmar. Some of these things mentioned in the Mishnah have to be given only to the Kohanim of the Mishmar that are currently serving the Beis HaMikdash. Yashmei Nosin L'chol Kain, and some things could be given to any Kain. Habacharis V'Bikurim La'anshei Mishmar, firstborn animals and Bikurim, the first fruits, they have to be given to the Anshei Mishmar. And Ushar Kula and L'chol Kain, all the other things mentioned could be given to any Kain. Rabbi Yirmi Baikum Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yirmi Asafar Reb Zeira, Minayin Shacharamim La'anshei Mishmar. How do we know the Charamim, specifically over here, referring to fields that a person dedicated by way of cherem, those have to be given to the people of the Mishmar. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a concept of cherem. A person could dedicate something by using his lashon of cherem, and that's given to kaihanim. And Rabbi Yirmi is focusing on cherem of a field. That when a person dedicates a field by using the lashon of cherem, how do we know that that has to be given to the kaihanim of that Mishmar and not to any kain? So Amalei told him, because the pasuk tells us, kizdeh cherem l'kain tia achuzasai. So we see the pasuk compares a sada of a cherem and his achuza, and we know there's a din of a steh achuza. If a person is makdish, he consecrates his steh achuza, his ancestral field. This is something that his forefathers received by the original division of Eretz Yisrael, and he's makdish it. So if he doesn't redeem it by yovel, it's given to the kaihanim of that meshmar. And since the pasuk compares cherem and achuza, so clearly cherem is the same thing. And we further clarify achuza atzma ma'u shtei la'anshei meshmar. What about a steh achuza itself? How do we know that's given to the anshei meshmar? Begin the chsiv. Is it because it says in the pasuk la kain ti achuzasai that his achuza should be to the kain? La kain means the kain, not a kayin, but the kayin. And who's the kayin? Well, it must be talking about the kayin or the mishmar. But that can't be the pasuk, because we have another pasuk that says v'nasan la kayin has roev l'chaim v'keva, that he gives the kayin the zroev l'chaim and keva, which are parts of every single animal that's shechted that have to be given to a kayin. And me'atol anche mishmar, do you want to say that these parts have to be given to the kayin or the mishmar? We know that's not true. We know that anytime a person shechts his own animal, he's not bringing it as a karbon. He just shechts the animal he wants it for Shabbos. He's making a barbecue, a seum, or something like that. He simply has to take the zroev l'chaim and keva and give it to any kayin, not the kayin, the ones of the mishmar. So how do we know steachus is given to the kayin of the mishmar? And the answer is Rav Acha and Rav Vo, Sebishim Rav Yechanon. A different pasuk tells us kol cheirem kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem. Any cheirem is kodesh kadoshim to Hashem. What do we learn from here? Ma kachay kachim anche mishmar, just like karbanis that are considered kachay kachim, the parts that are eaten are given only to the kayanim of that mishmar. Afcha ramim l'anche mishmar. So to a cheirem is given to anche mishmar. As a gemara me'ata from now, based off of this pasuk, afa metaltolin. Then even metaltolin, movable objects that a person consecrates by way of cheirem, those should also be given to the kayhanim of that mishmar. But we know that's not true. The Tani, because we have breath, it says, Ma bin hakarkas metaltolin. What's the difference between a person making a cheirem of karka or metaltolin? Elosh hakarkas lanshi mishmar, rava metaltolin l'chol kayin. The karka, land that's made cheirem, is given to the kayhanim of the mishmar, whereas metaltolin is given to any kayin. So it's not a good source from this pasuk. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, Rabbi Chia, Seb, Shem, Rabbi Sheshes. A different pasuk tells us, Isha Hashem and Achlaso Yechelon, that the fire offerings of Hashem and his nachla they shall eat. What do we learn from here? Ma ishem l'anche mishmar, just like the ishem, the fire offerings, namely different kabanas, those are only given to the kahanim of that mishmar, memzayin on the top, af nachla l'anche mishmar, so to nachla, referring to karkois, that's given to the anche mishmar, as versus to sehachuza and the stei cheirem, those are given to the anche mishmar, but not metaltolin, because metaltolin is not considered nachla. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about matnas kahuna. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.